This weekend, a long-awaited royal wedding took place in Windsor. We share everything you have to know about the event. Furthermore, Women March Again. We have a report on scene of the second Women's March taking place in London.
Good morning, Great Britain, and thank you for joining us. This is HHU News, and I'm Leah Matzer. This Saturday, the 19th of May at 12 p.m, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle got married at St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle. The ceremony was broadcast to millions of people all around the world and attended by 600 guests, including family and celebrity friends. The service was led by the Archbishop of Canterbury with an address by an American pastor. Together with the gospel choir, this made for a rather untraditional cross-cultural event. Meghan was wearing a simple but elegant Givenchy dress designed by Claire Wade Keller. She was accompanied by 6 bridesmaids and 4 page boys, among them young Princess Charlotte and Prince George. Prince Harry chose his brother, the Duke of Cambridge, as his best man, who therefore returned the favour of Prince Harry having been his best man at his wedding. After the ceremony, the newlyweds travelled in a procession through Windsor town, watched by more than 100,000 members of the public. The new Duke and Duchess of Sussex will carry out their first public engagement as a married couple on Tuesday at a garden party hosted by Prince Charles. With the origins in Washington DC, the Women's March soon spread to be a global phenomenon, with millions of people marching on January 21, 2017 to defend women's rights and demand equality. Regina Garson is live in London to give a count on the second Women's March. So a lot of people can already be heard around you, Regina.
Good morning, Leah. I'm here at Trafalgar Square, and let me tell you, we have been standing here for only a few hours and already thousands have gathered close by, ready to start.
How's the atmosphere so soon after the royal wedding? Is the Meghan Markle effect noticeable in the outfits women are wearing to the march?
The atmosphere is just explosive. We have people from every part of the country who came hundreds of kilometers to join the march. It is just as impressive as it was over a year ago, even though I'm sad to see that Meghan Markle's fashion style is not represented.
The Duchess has spoken up about women's rights before her engagement to the Prince and always looked fashionable during her speeches.
That is true, Leah. Maybe at the next big event we will see more of her trademarks mirrored in women's outfits. But as of now, Emina Berg has just joined me. Hello, Emina.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You want to speak up about the importance of the Time's Up campaign, which was launched by famous women in Hollywood. Emina, what inspired you to join the march today?
Well, I've been fighting for equality for as long as I can remember and feel like the time is now to finally smash the patriarchal system that keeps us all, men and women, oppressed. Thanks to first #MeToo and now the Time's Up campaign, these struggles so many women face have been in the public's eye and are raising awareness, inspiring all these beautiful people here to be active and start fighting for equality. Time's Up tackles harassment across all industries and opposes abuse, discrimination and exploitation. And all I can say is that time is up, people. We're constantly being told that there is no alternative, but we're not having it anymore. People all around the world are raising their voices in unity today, and I am proud to be a part of this.
It truly is a remarkable event, and people's passion can be felt in the air. Another current topic is the royal wedding that took place only a few days ago. What are your thoughts on Meghan Markle, Emina?
I'm actually very fond of our new Duchess. Meghan Markle has done a lot of great work supporting women. She recently spoke out in support of #MeToo and Time's Up campaigns at an event for the Royal Foundation.
Do you think she's the right woman for Prince Harry?
Well, she seems like a very beautiful person inside and out, so as long as they love each other and are happy together, of course she's the right person to be by his side. And I think she will bring some fresh wind to the royal family, campaigning for women's rights and empowering other women.
The royal invitations, following many years of tradition, were written with American ink on British paper, representing the Duchess's American heritage. What are your thoughts on an American woman marrying into British royalty? What about the wedding car? Do you think a Jaguar E-Type Concept Zero was the right decision to make? It is an electric car.
I thought we were here
to... But the dress was stunning. As long as you look this pretty, no matter if you're marrying a prince or marching for women's rights, you have to be successful, right? So it really is a shame. The fashion choices seem not yet influenced by the Duchess.
Right. So, about the campaign...
You heard it here first. Women's rights activist Emina Berg and with her, feminists around the world are in support of our new British Duchess, Meghan Markle. Wish her and Harry the best for the future. This was Regina Gosson live from HHU News. Back to the studio.